when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. I barely made it back in time. When Brad did some coffee, take a little break. But people,
I was going to have to start talking about something until you got back on
there. Well, you're always great. You really are. But matter of fact, you've taken the whole program. But you know what? In fact, I thought I was going to have to call you from the emergency room at the VA hospital last night to see if I could get somebody else on if you could take it.
I probably could have done, but, you know, actually, more you're talking about it, you know, that would have been a kind of interesting show to have it on air at the hospital.
You know what? I did that one time. Once upon a time, when I was with TPC, I was in cardiac intensive care, believe it or not. I did a damn show. Well, they kept me in step-down. I did a program in the step-down unit from Methodist North Hospital here in Memphis. They didn't think I'd make it to the VA. That was back. That was when I was 60 years old. That's when I had my first heart thing. But you know what? To show you how God can work miracles, since that time, I forgot how many times I've run Nashville, but I've run New York 6 times. Get ready to do it 7, God willing, in November. And each time I do it, that's 4,000 for St. Jude. Anyway, I ran all these microphones and everything, but I did it from the Methodist North. But you know, Jason, before we went on a break, we were talking. I'm going to go back to you because, before I forget, I don't want you to lose sight. I don't want you to track. Give them people. Tell them your organization, you and your dad. Tell them how they get in touch with you. And people, I'll tell you what. The Knights Party probably is the oldest organization I know of in continuous operation. They've been in the streets in Chicago. They've been everywhere. They've done battle. They've been an organization fighting for white, what we've been talking about, what me and Jason have been talking about, loving your people, loving your blood, loving your white race. They've been in there and have never compromised for years and years and years. So you need to give them your support. You really do. Jason, if you will, tell them how they can get in touch with you, with your dad, how they can help contribute, how they can join, anything like that. Go ahead.
Sure, just real quickly. Yeah, we're with the Knights Party. It's technically the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, but we kind of just shorten it as the Knights Party. But we're a Christian racial organization. Even though we're a Klan, I always like to consider us a white rights advocacy group. We've been in existence since the mid '50s, and so that's who we are with. My father, Pastor Thomas Robb, who's the national director. He's been involved. He's a pastor, but he's also a national director, and he's been involved in this racial movement since the '60s. And so we have a church here that we have services every Sunday, and then the political organization. Anyone can look at the website. It's just kkknationaloffice.com, kkknationaloffice.com. And they can look that up and see what we're all about. We love America. We love our race. And we are here to help fight it however we can to preserve it. And so, yeah, we've been out of the streets. One that comes to me is that in 1986, my father and probably about 10 others had a march in Washington, D.C. in Constitutional Avenue, and over 10,000 communists were shipped in from Pennsylvania and New York, Detroit, all the East Coast, and there was a riot for about 3 days. It was so bad that they had to fly Ronald Reagan, who was the president at that time, out of Washington, D.C. And so that was in 1986. You know, we had a rally in Chicago in the early 90s. We've had hundreds and hundreds of rallies over the years. And so, you know, when we talk about this, you know, we know from experience about the blood on our face, but it's one of those things that, you know, a person who truly cares about their children, their grandchildren, and simply just speak up about it. Yeah, there's sometimes bad things happen, but that's very rare on occasions. But for the most part, you know, we are an organization that loves what we do. We love trying to sound the alarm to our people, awaken them up however we can. And I mean, we're a Christian organization, and we follow the principles of Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior. And so, you know, that's what we're about. And then race. We follow principles in Matthew, Eddie, where, you know, God says that the main covenant or the commandment is to love God as yourself. And the second commandment, which is just as important as the first, is to love your people. And the Bible says your neighbor, but that actually means your people, and that comes out of Leviticus. And so our main principles is love God and love your people, and we do not fall away from those two main principles. And so, and then we have our conference every year, and our cross-lighting, and so that's what we're all about. But they can go on the website and see more about that, obviously.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wish I could go back in time and be there like it was in Washington, D.C. That had to be a sight to behold. I mean, that had to be incredible that they had to fly Reagan out of there. And, you know,
I remember that because I was, I believe, 8 or 10 years old.
I was going to say you were a kid, man.
Yeah, so my dad and mom, whenever we went to rallies or we went to meetings, they always ensured that our kids, and you know, of course, me and my brother and sister, but at that time, you know, they're talking about their kids. He always ensured that we were always with him because he wanted to see how important it was for us as we grew older, how important it was to impress that on your memory, to show that this is what we're fighting for. And if you don't have that love and desire to fight for your race, then your children will not have that love and desire. And so they always made a factor and a point that we always went with them wherever they did to make it a family event. You know, some people goes to football games. Some people, you know, will do other activities with their families. Our family was going to racial meetings, to rallies, whatever we could to go and help sound this alarm. And this was obviously before the internet, and now it's, you know, it's easier. But before that, we crisscrossed the country, you know, all the time, so that was something that what we did because he knew was very, very important. You know, so often people talk about what we hear about now, putting troops on the border and America first. The Klan was talking about that in the 60s and 50s and 40s.
I bet you the 40s.
Before that. Yeah, America first, you know, and stopping the immigration and putting troops on the border. And it's only very recent have the so-called conservatives caught up with what the racists were doing and talking about for decades before that. So I'm glad that they're finally catching up with us.
You know what? I'd like to see some of these people try to cross the border and infiltrate into Red China or maybe North Korea or even this. Try to run across the border and try to start screwing around in Israel and see how that works out. I mean, those people will blow your your butt away. They make no bones whatsoever. The Chinese, red Chinese for the red Chinese, Koreans for Koreans, and the damn Jews in Israel. God knows, you know, the Jews in Israel. You know what? Put something else too. All that hell that your folks faced in Chicago and Washington, D.C., and we faced, me and Gene, when we were up there in Charlottesville, if anyone needed any proof at all, just how much virulent, toxic, rattlesnake venom, and venomous hatred that the people out there have for white people. They just hate us at the fact we're alive. They hate exactly. The fact that we won't go away. They want us dead. Never. If anything, if you ever need any proof, all you got to see is that. And look, any other organization, hey, we'll go to the break. We've got to go to this break. We'll come back. I'll finish this. We'll go to you. And I've got another clip we can play or you can read. Be right back, dear folks. Hang on to your seats.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Plum River Radio family. I'm going to try to go back to our weather. We'll go back to Jason. And then I've got a clip that Jason's got it too. He can read it in a few minutes. It goes, it meshes perfectly. It just velcros perfectly what we're talking about. But I'm going to go over this again. If any of these Jews out there, that there's like the biscuit says, the Jews, and it's just so right. They are their father, the devils. They're his officer corps. And they're here to, they attack us just like chiggers, like mosquitoes, the parasites they are. And, you know, the point is, when the Klan, Jason's folks went to Chicago and to New York, into Washington, D.C., and we went to New Orleans and Pikeville and Charlottesville, the notorious place Charlottesville, you ain't never seen this virulent hatred. And I'm talking about other white people. Just, I've never seen this hatred. Not even when I was in the army. I mean, you can't describe it. It's a satanic hatred. And no other group of people in the world draws that much hate. It's just raw. I can't describe what it is. And so if you needed anything else to convince you that white people are special, white people are different, white people are really God's people, because here's the point. God said I've got to wind this up quick. Jesus looked at the Jews, and we talked about this 1,000 times, is St. John 8:44. He looked at the Jew, Jesus Christ himself, looked not Adrian Rogers, not these big, these other big preachers and stuff. I can't think of the guy who used to have the national, not Adrian. Anyway, if you want to know who Jesus Christ, if you want to know what Jews are like, don't go to your Baptist minister or your United Methodist minister. Let's go see what Jesus said. Because after all, that man Jesus, I think he's the guy we named our religion after. He looked at them and told them they were of their father, the devil. And they came to kill, to steal, to destroy, and to kill God's people, and all that other paraphrasing stuff. So all you need to look, I know I'm hammering this, maybe repeating it, but it bears repeating. We are hated. White people are hated, and they want us off the face of the earth. They really do. Go ahead, Jason.
I mean, obviously that same hatred that with Jesus, and that's why they crucified him. They did everything they could to crucify him and kill him. And that same hatred has not changed over 2,000 years against our people. The Jews have always hated white Christians. They despise us because we represent Jesus Christ, and they hated him, and they hated our people. And so these Jews, I don't care. You know, I hate when people say, no, I'm a Judeo-Christian. Well, you're not. If you're a Judeo-Christian, then you're accepting the fact that Judaism has crept into the Christian religion, and that's why there's such a hatred towards Christianity. And so these Jews, they despise our people. That's why everything they can do to break down our race, and that, you know, bleeds over into our nation, our kinfolk, our religion, our society, our economic, everything. They will do to try to tear down and terminate, and so that's a battle that we always have to battle against, and that's nothing that is any different during Jesus' days. He was dealing with the exact same thing over 2,000 years ago, and we're still dealing with it now.
And what's so sad, like I said, there's more of our own fellow people, our own fellow whites, hate us and hate Jesus. And they don't realize it. But like you said, there's nothing more. How stupid could you be to say, oh, I'm a Judeo-Christian? And I know I'll use Pastor Pete Peterson's his quote. That's like saying I'm a virgin whore. It's the same. It's so ridiculous to say that. Why not just say you're an Islamo-Christian or Hindu-Christian, like a the vice president's married to one of those red dots. We have this this Vivek Ramaswamy saying, oh, he's a Hindu, And I mean, you know what, Jason? People crow about Trump. But, as long – I don't see how Christian people – this nation was formed by Christians for Christians years ago, back in the 1600s. How can people look up to Trump putting these Indians in here, these Hindus over us? How can a Christian nation possibly expect to gain God's blessings by having these satanic religions? I mean, Hinduism is a Satanist religion. You can't. I mean, that's just idiocy. That's insanity. Yeah. And you know what? That's throwing filth in the eyes of the Lord. That's my opinion. And, Jason, did I send you something? I have it on my computer now. Project Esther. This goes right where we're talking about. These are these Jews. If you want to read, or you would like to read that to our listeners, Jason, I got it right here.
Well, go on. Let me get that pulled up.
Okay.
Yeah.
This Pope, this is right here. Excuse me, Jason. This is an organization. This comes from, I've got this off the, whose website with this? I don't see the website.
The Heritage Foundation.
Yes, right.
That's what I got from.
Okay. Do you have it now?
Yeah, so it's Project Esther, and a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism. And what I have pulled up is from October 7th of last year, 2024, so very, very recent. It's from the Heritage Foundation, and the Heritage Foundation is a very conservative organization. And so, you know, we, you know, most people out there would say, okay, yeah, they're like part of us on the conservative side, you know, if you want, whatever that terminology means anymore. But it's a project where they are trying to fight anti-Semitism. And it's basically against the Palestinian movement, Hamas support network. But I'll just read this really quick. It says, summary, America's violently anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, and anti-American pro-Palestinian movement is part of a global Hamas support network that is trying to compel the U.S. government to abandon its long-standing support for Israel, supported by activists and funders dedicated to the destruction of capitalism and democracy. The HSN, which is Hamas Support Network, benefits from the support and training of America's overseas enemies and seeks to achieve its goal by taking advantage of our open society, corrupting our education system, leveraging the American media, co-opting the federal government, and relying on the American Jewish community's complacency. The National Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism intends to enlist all willing and able partners in a coordinated effort to combat the scourge of anti-Semitism in the United States.
You know, and this right here is what, if you wanted to, somebody wanted to be afraid, in the, if you scroll on down where it says past mission statement, if you look at the vision, intent, here you go, people, I want you to pick up on this. Our intent is to organize and guide all willing and able partners in a coordinated effort that employs all available resources. I'm getting ready to hit the punchline, folks. It employs all available resources to combat the scourge of anti-Semitism in the United States. Our hope is that this effort will represent an opportunity for public, private partnership when a willing administration occupies the White House. That's the key word. That's the key phrase. When a willing administration occupies the White House. And Jason, what administration is that that's going to be willing to put this project in action?
Well, it's the Trump administration, obviously, because that's what it was. Hopefully, that, you know, at this time, this was in October of last year before the election, but that's their goal, is knowing that Trump, who's pro-Israel, would activate this program. So that's, you know, what they were shooting for. But you know, this I would like to say, Eddie, that, you know, this agenda that they are trying to do about anti-Israel or anti-Semitism, they don't like to say, you know, I'm, you know, a lot of people have different opinions, but I'm not pro-Palestinian, and I'm not pro-Israel. They're both God's enemies. They can destroy each other. I have no inkling of concern of if Israel or Palestine, of the Palestinian people over there, who wins that war over there, because the Arabs are infiltrating America, subverting it, and so are the Jews. So they're both cancer to the white Christians, and so I want to make that, you know, clear that just you can be. No, so-called anti-Semitism doesn't mean that you're pro-Palestinian. They're both anti-Christ. They're both anti-Christ. They both want to destroy white Christianity. You look at London and our sister European nations, they're flooded with Muslims and Palestinians. London's only 30% white and has a Muslim mayor. And you look here in the United States, you know, up in Minnesota, and Wisconsin, up there, we have, you know, Muslim U.S. representatives, you know, with Amar in Michigan. And so these Muslims, they hate our forefathers, our white men and women, our children. And so I don't care about the Palestinians, and I don't care about Israel. But I'm going to say this one more time, is that this project that they're doing, you know, their goal is to obviously make it to protect, you know, Israel and be pro-Israel, but they're really putting themselves in a block because of the fact that...
we got to go quick, quick break, Jason.
Okay, I'll come back and I'll wrap it up after that.
Yeah. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Another major appearance for a very busy President Trump today, addressing supporters in Las Vegas.
What the world witnessed this week is nothing less than a revolution of wealth creation for everyone and also common sense. It's about common sense. It really is. With a party of common sense. On day one, I directed every member of my cabinet to, and by the way, Pete Hegseth got approved.
And so has Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary.
The vote puts the South Dakota governor in charge of a sprawling agency essential to national security and President Trump's plans to clamp down on illegal immigration. Republicans kept the Senate working Saturday to install the latest member of Trump's national security team. She joins those already confirmed, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, five lawsuits filed in reaction to the president's executive order denying U.S. citizenship to children of parents living in this country illegally.
I think in some ways it was Trump opening a door that has been left slightly unsettled. I mean, you have extreme anti-immigration folks on the right. You have, you know, open borders folks on the left. This is going to give the court an opportunity to actually very firmly state, here is what the Constitution means, here is what in practice we have done.
Christine Rosen with the American Enterprise Institute tells Salem Radio.
Here is what citizenship matters. If you are born in this country, even to people who came here illegally, I suspect the court will say you are still, nevertheless, an American citizen.
A judge's ruling in Seattle Thursday halted the executive order for 14 days. February 6th will be the next hearing for arguments to decide whether the judge should issue a preliminary injunction, which would block the executive for a longer term as the case proceeds. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, I'm a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have been covering so much. Before I got this article about Representative Thomas Massey, what a patriot. Incidentally, I'm going to hold my, I'm going to keep my powder dry about some of the punchline about Thomas Massey until if I see something comes to fruition. But before we go to that article, Jason, you were talking about in the whole thing, you could base everything we talk about. It is race. And just to kind of reiterate what we've been talking about, kind of give a summary, a capsule, basically. Since Blood River Radio. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just saying, we always talk about America first. We always think it's race first. So yes. Everything revolves around a race.
There would be no America.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
If you don't have a white country, you will not have the blessings of a white country. You won't have America. You won't have the glory of America if you don't have a white Christian country. And the reason they hate America so much is America was founded as a white country, a white Christian country. And a lot of people say, well, what are you talking about? Well, the first Immigration Act of 1796 only allowed white people, white Christians, to be immigrants into the United States. Every U.S. territory in the United States only limited citizenship to white people. You only could hold office if you were a white Christian. And so America was a white Christian country from the inception. And so that's why these Jews hate America so much, and they hate our race. And they want to corrupt it, and they want to defy it. And so, we were talking about this project, Project Esther, about, anti-Semitism. Well, they're putting themselves in a box because, first off, if you're a Christian, you're an anti-Semitism in their mind. If you're against immigrants coming into the United States, you're anti-Semitism because they're the biggest groups that try to encourage non-whites coming to the United States. If you're against abortion, you're anti-Semitism. If you're against pornography, you're anti-Semitism because all these causes are the ones that Jews are in favor of, and they are ones that behind of all these causes. And the average mom and pop out there, white Christian, they hate these things. And so the Jews look at all these white Christians out there as anti-Semitism or the possibility of being anti-Semitism. And so they're really putting themselves in a box because the average mom and dad out there, white Christian, they do not want illegal aliens come in. They don't want abortion. They don't want pornography. They want a good white homeland. That's what they want. That's why they move out of these cities and they go to the suburbs and rural areas where there's other white people at. And so the Jews look at that as those are potential anti-Semitisms out there. And so eventually they keep on going down that road, then the average person is going to be thinking, well, I guess maybe I'm anti-Semitism if they keep on using that drum, as they talk about race all the time. You're racism, you're anti-Semitic. After a while, people just start ignoring those words and like, well, if you're saying I'm a racist, I guess I'm a racist. If you're saying I'm anti-Semitism, I guess I'm anti-Semitism because I want a safe school and I want to protect my family. I don't want non-whites coming to the United States. I don't want abortion. I don't want pornography. I don't want all this filth. I guess I'm anti-Semitism, and so they're really putting themselves in a box, in my opinion.
And you don't want your little boy's penis cut off, and you don't want your little girl's breast cut off.
Exactly.
And you're you're a Jew hating anti-Semitic. That is so true. And you know, when we started going back to October of 2018, when we started Blood River, I saw that, and outside our mission statement pretty much was, and like you said earlier in the show, we dedicated and our show, our broadcast, excuse me, I don't consider it entertainment. Hopefully it is enough entertaining enough to keep people listening. I guess you got to have some of that, but it's dead serious. And we saw, I need to go back and reread our website. I might have to redo some of it, some of the statements we put there, some of the Constitution, et cetera. But we said something like this. We recognize there is an ongoing attack, operation, agenda, place whatever you want, to exterminate white people off the face of the earth. Call it ethnic cleansing. You can start by ethnic cleansing like they do in the United States right now. You cannot deny the motive behind bringing in millions and millions and millions of white-hating non-white people. And they're actually saying now, Vivek Ramaswamy is actually saying that. They're bringing, he said, Americans are too stupid to work in the AI industry, et cetera, et cetera. The same thing in Europe. Every white nation in the country, in the world, is being flooded with these people. And we saw that. And South Africa was the prototype country, the prototype event scenario, what happens when white people are outnumbered. And we talked about that. Only God Almighty saved the Voortrekkers, the Afrikaners, the white people. Right. He saved them because there was less than 500 Voortrekkers held off a force. Simon Rose said upwards of 35,000. Of the toughest black warriors they had, the Zulus, you know, the invincible Zulus. Oh, God, they're so wonderful. And they slaughtered so many. That less than 500 white people with primitive muzzle. Keep in mind, folks, this was in 1838 when they had primitive black powder muzzle-loading single-shot rifles. They stood off that over 35,000 Zulus. And the river that the Zulus had to cross to get to the Voortrekkers, they killed, the Voortrekkers killed so many of those feral Negroes, those animals, that the river actually turned red. Hence, they changed the name to Blood. To this day, it's called Blood River. And I don't have time to talk about the Day of the Prayer. I used to recite that prayer on Blood River Radio. But that, what happened there, is what is happening here kind of in a slow motion. But our enemies, Jason, and I know you know it, I don't have to tell you, they want that to happen in fast motion. And they want what did not come to fruition in South Africa that day. They want to come to fruition here. They will not rest until these Satan-worshipping Jews, they will not rest until they kill every white man and woman on this earth. They hate us. They hate Christians. They hate God's people. And
Well, that's why when people say about population replacement, well, that's just another terminology of white extinction.
Exactly.
You know, that's all it is. And that's why for the last 4 years, we had millions and millions of these non-whites coming to America because the focus of that was to change America, to change the racial population, the white people. And we see of all the millions of these non-whites from Mexico, from Guatemala, from China, from the Congo, they were coming in, and they were being done in order to basically annihilate our people that founded this country. And so they intentionally, you know. And so, yeah, you get so-called conservatives, you know, that people like to put up there with like Vivek Swani or J.D. Vance's wife, who's Indian. Do you think those people are going to be fighting for the white children 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now? Of course not, because they don't have that same love and desire to preserve our people. So they're not going to fight for it. So people need to think about that. These so-called conservatives, non-whites out there, they are not going to fight to keep our people safe. They're not going to keep our people pure, our children pure. And our grandchildren, they are not going to keep them safe at all, because all they care about, for us is just to be exterminated and be off on the side somewhere.
You know, like Elon Musk and people like that, all they care about, I think I might have said this a couple of weeks ago, and even I think even Trump to a large extent, they look at United States of America as a corporation. They don't look at it as a kindred of people, a blood and soil. They have no attachment to patriotism. To them is really stupid. It's primitive. It's redneck. You know, it's beneath them. They look at it as a large corporation, and whatever is good for the corporation that they run is what's good. As whatever's good for them is good for, if whatever's good for the corporation is good for them. That's what they want. And if they can get this cheap labor in here, you get these Indians in here. By the way, I saw an article just today that the problem of these Indians running drugs, illegal drugs, across the Canadian borders, United States, and Canada is getting out of control. And we'll kind of get back to an article when I come back. Before we come back, this it's our last break. Can't believe it's the last break of this second hour. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Some folks are born made.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right quickly. Miss Teenage America, a.k.a. Miss Lizzie, the precious child she is. Well, I guess I look at her like a child. I guess it's my hope she didn't resent that. But she's rapidly approaching adulthood. But she's going to play a few minutes of this clip we dug up. And we won't play the whole thing because I wanted me and especially Jason to come up and kind of break it down a little bit. So I think the title of this, I forgot the title of it. Go ahead and let it roll, Miss Lizzie.
And then came the decline of our culture, these mounds of contamination of our entire cultural life, the decomposition of our literature, the poisoning of our theater, of our movie theaters. All the art is now falling for it. Millions of Germans no longer participate any longer. It does not appeal to them anymore. This art was not born from our people. It is foreign to us and will remain foreign. That has nothing to do with the German character and did not come from our soul. It was imposed on our people by a subversive press, which made it acceptable. And parallel to this, already the assault begins against the education of our children's brains. The tearing out all the memories of our German past, the insult to all the great men of our people, the removal of its memory from the hearts and brain out of the German youth.
That's a great, I'll tell you what, people, you don't have to guess for who that was. Who was that? Who do you think that was there, Jason?
Oh, my gosh. you're going to put me on the spot here. I'm not going to say because I'll get it wrong.
I believe that, you know what, that was a fellow dubbing in the English for our Führer, Adolf Hitler. I think it was as great a white man as ever lived. I put him up there. He fought really in some ways against greater odds than Robert E. Lee. But
I wasn't sure if it was him or Rudolf Hess. But regardless, that is a very powerful clip because that's what we are seeing today. They are trying to rip the sacredness of our people, out of our children, the educational system. They've infiltrated our education system, the Jews have, and our politics and our religion. And they are wanting our people to no longer have a love for their own race, because if they know that our people don't have a love for their race, we're not willing to fight for it. And the whole idea is to corrupt our people. And so that was an excellent clip.
You know, it was longer, but we cut it off some because I think Lizzie said that it would go. Miss Lizzie said it would go almost in this segment, and so I wanted us to have time to. Oh, okay. Well, I thought if what he did say was dynamite, because everything, if you're listening, and I'm sure you were, everything that Adolf Hitler talked about is, fast forward to today, we're seeing the same thing, the corruption of our art, the corruption of our theaters, the corruption of our school system, the corruption of our churches. Everything is corrupted and just and made filthy by these Jews. They hate us, people. I know we keep saying that and saying that and saying that, but it cannot be said enough. I'm going to switch over for a minute. We have this article here a friend sent me. It says, America or Israel First. I wish Miss Nancy was here because this is about her representative from Kentucky, GOP's Representative Massey. Listen, he stood up. He did. Can you believe? It's like he blasphemed the Holy Spirit. I mean, he stood up on the congressional floor, and he was complaining about America being led by the nose. I'm paraphrasing now, being led by the nose by Israel. And I would like to say that Israel and America really is one and the same, one and the same. And I've said, if you take the American flag and scrape the paint off of it, you'll see a Star of David beneath that those stars and stripes. Here's John Friend sent this to me. He says, and I'd like to get him back on the show, but he's so busy. Matter of fact, I think he left the American Free Press. Anyway, here says right here, it's a question more and more Americans are asking. John Friend wrote this. Whom do Congress and the federal government represent first, the United States or Israel? Whose interest or priority for members of Congress, those of the American people or those of a tiny foreign nation 7,000 miles away? The answer is, in almost every case, Congress places the interest of international Zionism and international Judaism ahead of the American people. Every year, I'm going to kind of depart here just for a second. I noticed where President Trump, he's such a badass. He's cut off the foreign aid to everybody. All foreign aid's been cut off, except for, guess what? To Israel. To Jordan and Egypt. Jordan and Egypt being two vital allies at this point in time. They're traitors to their own Arab people, their own, Islamic people. But he hasn't cut off ties. He hasn't cut off foreign aid to them. So don't be fooled with that, folks. I continue. Every year, billions of dollars are sent to Israel, while the issues most Americans care about, border security, health care, education, infrastructure, low taxes, and safe streets, are neglected and ignored. but I'll cut this short because it's a pretty long article. But the vast majority of members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, I call them Demopubs and Republicrats, they fully endorse Zionism in the state of Israel while shunning American patriotism in the interest of the American people. This is particularly true when it comes to the current war in the Mideast and America's unwavering support for the Zionist state. Now here, after he did that, he said it on the congressional floor, all the same suspects, Schumer, let's the several of them here. What's this other guy coming on down here? This guy right here says, suggesting that one cannot be both, I'll shut up in just a second. Suggesting that one cannot both support Israel and be a patriotic American is disgusting and anti-Semitic. Of course, always anti-Semitic, says Senator Jackie Rosen, a Democrat in Nevada. He argued in response before disillusionedly suggesting that Massey's Post puts Jewish Americans at risk. Matt Brooks, CEO of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Why can't we have a Republican Christian coalition? Senator right. Jack Schumer. On and on. These other people came howling. This officer just insane, man. The AIPAC. The populist renegade representative has come under fire also in the past for his independent nature and criticism of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC. They went on. And you, what's interesting, and I was pleasantly surprised by finding this article, something like 40, I think it was 40, no Republicans joined him, but I'm trying to find the down here, let's see, where is the number? I'm looking. Anyway, it goes on down here. Massey also, he posted the graphics. Massey, Congressman Massey posted the graphic after voting no on H.R. 894. And what H.R. 894 was, it's a controversial resolution that effectively condemns any criticism of the Islamic State. And it goes on and on and on. And he caught hell for that. I think about about 40 Democrats chimed in on that, more so than Republicans. All together, I think 70 of them voted just present. They wouldn't vote one way or the other on that. I didn't have time to finish reading that article. But the point is, they want to make it a law against, make it illegal, make it a crime to even criticize anything that the nation of Israel does. If you criticize something the nation of Israel does, they equate that with hating all Jewish people. And right. Jason, here's another point, a vital point. I'm going to go to you. We're almost out of time. In the state of Tennessee right now, Gene talked about a couple of weeks ago, this peace act here in the United, here in Tennessee, where the Tennessee legislature is trying to get together to make it a law, just like that, to make it illegal to criticize American Jews, to criticize Jews or as Israel. I'm trying to hurry because I'm almost out of time. So I don't know if they're going to get that passed in Tennessee, but if they do, that means like people like Blood River Radio is going to have, we're going to fight like hell to stay on. But go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry it took us so much time there.
No, that's very, very important stuff. I mean, the fact is that, yeah, that's their ultimate goal, is they don't want us to criticize Israel. And because if you criticize them, then you're anti-Semitic and you're a hateful person, and you basically, you want to kill them. That's kind of how they've jumped to. And so the fact is, you should be able to criticize where our money goes to. We're criticizing against foreign aid. Well, we should criticize foreign aid going to Israel. And we should be able to criticize the agendas of the Jews and what their destruction is to our people. And that doesn't mean it's anti-Semitism, which it is, because we are very much anti what they're wanting to do to destroy our people.
Amen.
And but they want it so we can't say that.
Jason, we've gone completely out of time.
Absolutely.
We run completely. Thank you so much, Jason.
No problem.
I really appreciate you coming up. Man, you did a dynamite job. Stay in touch with me very soon. We need to get together and plan another operation. You did marvelous. Thank you for pulling me out of the fire tonight, buddy. Thank you for doing such a great job.
You're safe.
Thank you. And I'll be talking to you soon. People, hang on a seat. We're going to transition to the third hour. We're going to pick up the beer ender himself. Be right back, folks.